K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Jose,
you are caller 20.
Yes, hell yeah.
You got tickets to the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis this Friday.
Nice, I'm excited for it. Thank you, man.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, people are dumb. A guy tried to steal a Waymo, self-driving car. What's up with Florida? There is a woman who tried to destroy her boyfriend's car, and it wasn't her boyfriend's car. We have the 420 catch of the day, our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets for Modest Mouse and Flaming Lips. Plus, we'll continue to give away these. As alive as you need me to be, that is Nine Inch Nails on the world-famous K-Rock. The Beef Bandit strikes in Florida. What's up with Florida's coming up next.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
57-year-old Michael Ardoin, the Beef Bandit, was arrested after stealing hundreds of dollars worth of meat from Walmart in his pants.
In Livingston Parish, another man is behind bars accused of stealing hundreds of dollars in meat.
Just meat? I'm going to go get meat. Hey, where are you going today? Stock up on meat?
From Walmart.
You know, that award-winning beef from Walmart?
Michael Ardoin is charged with 2 counts of felony theft. Now, deputies say they received a call after the alleged Beef Bandit.
It's a great name if you don't have to tell people you tried to slip beef in your pants before you left Walmart.
Tried to walk out of the store without paying, with obvious signs of the stolen item.
Why can't you describe the fact that he put beef down his pants? He's trying to walk out of a Walmart with pants full of beef.
You see him right there. Investigators discovered nearly $800 worth of stolen beef in Arden's car.
No better place to store your beef than in your car.
The meat was returned to the stores to be disposed of. Ardoin now booked in the Livingston Parish Detention Center.
Hey, what are you in for? Beef in my pants? Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle, you're caller 20.
Oh, no way.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Well done. You won tickets to the Klein Alley Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Right here in L.A.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Well, you may have seen those self-driving Waymo cars around town.
For a while, it seemed like they were spotty in Los Angeles, but now they really do seem to be everywhere.
Most make it to their destination with no problem, but not this morning when LAPD arrested a man who tried to hijack one of the vehicles.
So somebody here in L.A. tried to jump in a Waymo and carjack it.
And it's not the first time. KCAL's Gio and Signaris live now in downtown L.A. with more. Gio?
Juan, good evening to you. Just behind us at this intersection is where that latest incident happened. Waymo telling us tonight that things were actually wrapped up pretty swiftly.
Video from early Thursday morning shows LAPD officers approaching a Waymo vehicle while a man is sitting in the front seat.
The police have their guns drawn. They have the anti-riot shield, and they're walking up to the front side of a Waymo.
According to the LAPD, at around 12:30 a.m., police responded near the intersection of 5th and Hill Streets after an unidentified man, who appeared to be intoxicated, allegedly tried to drive away in the car.
Imagine getting in the driver's side of the Waymo and then trying to figure out how to disengage it so that you can drive it manually while drunk.
A rider nearby unlocked the vehicle with their phone to start their trip. The unidentified man then got into the driver's seat, leading the original rider to cancel their trip and leave the scene.
All right, now you get in the back of a Waymo, and somebody else gets in the driver's seat and tries to take off.
Waymo says at this point, the individual refused requests to leave the vehicle, resulting in the company calling police.
There may be a lesson to be learned here that just like when you walk up to an ATM, you kind of look around you a little bit.
Waymo added that their vehicles are, and quote, designed so that unauthorized individuals cannot disengage the automated driving system and manually operate the vehicles. They also point out that their rider support system can get in touch with law enforcement if any situation warrants it.
Tonight, the Powerball lottery is up to $750 million. I think the drawing's at 8 o'clock. A week from Saturday, a week from Sunday, Oasis will be at the Rose Bowl. K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. The Powerball is up to the 10th largest amount of all time.
You may want to grab a Powerball ticket before tomorrow night's drawing.
That's a report from yesterday, so it's tonight's drawing.
That jackpot has climbed to $750 million.
I usually wait till it's about $750 million before I get involved. Why?
It's an estimated cash value, though, of about $338 million.
It's going to be challenging to know where to start with that $338 million.
There were three lucky players who did win somewhat smaller prizes, $1 and $2 million prizes, which is not bad.
I mean, I guess compared to $750 million, $1 and $2 million prizes is not bad. But $1 and $2 million prizes are great. I don't know why I wait until the lottery is so high before I notice it. As if when it's $200 million, it's not worth my $2. I'm an idiot.
Monday's drawing, that's going to be at 8 o'clock at night. Get your tickets now. We wish you luck.
That'd be great to have a winner on Monday, Gene.
Nice.
Maybe you.
Maybe me. If I win $338 million tonight, I'll give away $1 million tomorrow to one lucky listener. And if I don't, you owe me 50 cents. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Christine.
Christine, you are caller 20.
Woohoo!
You got tickets to the Klein Alley Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis this Friday.
Awesome!
It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day coming up in a few minutes. Megan Holliday joins me every day at 4 for 3 things at 4.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4
with Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
1, 2, 3.
So, you know, I've been sober for a really long time now, and I've known people to be addicted to all sorts of things, but I can confidently say that what this woman is addicted to has absolutely melted my brain.
I'm addicted to drinking air freshener.
Did she say addicted to drinking air freshener?
Yes, sir.
I love air freshener. What I love about drinking air freshener is the taste. But the one that I like is fresh linen. I've tried other scents, but I don't like them. None of them taste like they say they smell. Cinnamon is not cinnamon. Apple crisp is like dirt. Chance. I've got to have fresh linen. I literally crave it. In the last 3 years, there's not a day where I've not had it.
Can you believe
this? What?
So she does it Banaka style, sprays it in her mouth.
Sure.
And then she has some that is like in a cup, which I don't know how that works, but, and she appears to be healthy, which really trips me out.
Yeah, she's not. There's just no way she's healthy.
Mentally not healthy.
No, that's crazy.
All right, for our second story, just when you'd thought that you'd seen it all as far as high-speed chases go in L.A., one man managed to make a little pit stop mid-pursuit.
We followed a stolen vehicle suspect. This all started in West L.A. around 10 last night when the suspect led police onto the 110 freeway going all the way to San Pedro and then turned around. Police backed off at one point after the suspect got onto surface streets and used that opportunity to fill up on gas. The chase picked up again in Bell with the suspect hopping on and off different freeways to elude police. He eventually lost police after jumping into another vehicle underneath the 10 freeway in South LA.
Wow, that dude rules.
So he stops for gas and he still manages to get away.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, LAPD dropping the ball. And third story, we all know and love the McDonald's character Grimace. Have you ever wondered what the hell it is?
I really never have.
Yeah, any guesses?
It's odd. I don't have any guesses,
okay,
but...
all right.
No.
Well, let's find out.
McDonald's has finally spilled the beans on what exactly is this purple pal, Grimace. What is he? Well, the answer, he's a giant taste bud.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. All those theories about him being a milkshake or some kind of adorable blob, nope, not true.
Yeah.
It turns out he's just representing our sense of taste this entire time. From his terrifying four-armed villain days back in 1971 to becoming the greatest Mets player of all time, and also to this, you know, cuddly, shake-loving sweetheart, Grimace.
I feel like they are making that up.
Yeah, absolutely.
They finally said, let's get together and figure out what Grimace is.
Yeah, I mean, who's taste buds are purple. Just wondering.
Super,
you know what I'm
strange.
Saying? All right.
Wow.
Bringing the hard hitting news. I'm Megan Holliday. That was 3 things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q. K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
I'm sure by now you know Royal Otis is filmed by, formed by two guys, one guy named Royal and the other guy named Otis. In 2019, the Klein Alley Show has the Endless Summer Barbecue this Friday, and your chance to win tickets is coming soon. They're going to be playing there. This is a brand new song from them called Who's Your Boyfriend? It's Royal Otis, the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is new from Royal Otis. They are playing the Klein Alley Show Endless Summer Barbecue, and that is coming up this Friday. Your chance to win tickets for that on the way as well. And that is your 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. It's world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. In the
Hello.
5 o'clock hour, we take your phone calls for a different topic every day.
And this week, the most entertaining phone call, we've got your tickets to see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips on September 4th at the Greek.
It's Kevin Ryder. It is Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Let's talk about going to concerts, which we all love, love, love. You went to one Saturday night.
I did. I went and saw Youngblood at the Palladium. It was
Sorry,
epic.
I missed that one, yeah.
I know. You really messed up.
So good.
Yeah.
I love
incredible.
That. I went to lunch over the weekend with our former producer, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Yeah.
He told me a story about going to a concert and a girl behind him was singing at the top of her lungs and was a terrible singer.
Oh, yeah.
Like off key. And he was fighting with this, you know, inner monologue of, I want to tell her to shut up because she's ruining it for everybody else. But she paid to be there, and she's clearly excited, and let her enjoy her concert.
Yeah.
And it's like, what do you do in that case?
Yeah, that's a really tough call.
I mean, depending on how bad she is, is it? I mean, what would you do? Would you go, hey, could you sing a little quieter?
Yeah. Can
maybe
we take that volume
just
down
a
to,
little.
To a 3?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
And if she brings it down to a 6, you go, all right, win.
I'll
that's
take
a win
it. Yeah,
me.
Yeah.
But there's annoying concert behavior, and that is the topic that we want to choose today for you to call or text 800-520-1067. You had somebody at Youngblood?
Yeah, so there was this little after party upstairs after Youngblood, and I'm up there, and I was talking to the guys in Palais Royal that, we're just standing there talking, catching up, and there's this beautiful black woman, but she's, like, dancing, and she, you know, and she's just kind of, like, sort of, like, interacting with us, and I'm thinking, oh, she's with them.
Right.
And maybe they were thinking, oh, she's with her, mm-hmm. and we're just kind of looking at each other, and she's just up, kind of, she gets up in my face at some point, she's like, Yeah, bro. Like Hulk Hogan style. And I was like, what? I was just like, but you know what I said to her? Is I said, I really like this whole vibe that's going on
good.
Right here. So maybe she would, and you know, she
yeah,
kind of backed off a little bit. Yeah, I leaned into it.
Yes.
You know, but it was really bizarre and it was a lot. I don't know what she was on, but it was, it was funny, but it was just a lot.
Right.
You know?
So annoying concert behavior. We've all seen it. We've all had to figure out, all right, do I want to be the you kids get off my lawn guy,
mm-hmm.
or do I let them enjoy themselves, or is it me, is it them? So you were annoyed by somebody at a concert, 800-520-1067, and the best entertaining call.
We've got your tickets for Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips. They'll be at the Greek Theater on September 4th.
800-520-1067. It is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hi.
Taking your phone calls on really annoying concert behavior. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You had bad concert behavior?
Yeah, so I was a long time ago, I was at an Incubus concert at the Honda Center, and I was on the floor, and I was having a great time yelling, singing, whistling, and someone turned around and told me to be quiet, if I could be quiet.
That's the wrong way to approach it, because you're not going to be quiet, right?
Well, I mean, it was like my favorite band. I'm having the time of my
life.
Of course. I was shocked. I mean, at a concert, you know? So, I mean, I kind of yelled at him. Then we kind of almost got in an altercation. I was under 18 at the time. The security guards came in. They actually removed them from the concert because I was underage.
Oh,
wow.
My God. Picking on a young kid who's just singing their lungs out
and
to,
ways
I miss
to go
you.
About addressing that. And
yeah.
It's not, why don't you shut up?
Exactly.
We got to shout out our girl, Christy in Pasadena. She's coming out to the Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis in the Helpful Honda Sound Space on August 29th.
Which is this Friday. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We are taking your phone calls on annoying concert behavior because, you know, there's a lot of levels of enjoying a show, and sometimes you're annoying other people.
Yeah.
I was talking to Dave, the King of Mexico, our former producer, and he was saying a woman behind him was singing at the top of her lungs and was off key.
Yeah. But
and he didn't say anything because he's like, she paid too, and she wants to enjoy the show. But I think I would have said, hey, Can you just not sing quite so loud?
Yeah, but you want to know what? I feel like with Dave, he needs to consider what concerts he's going to, because I bet it was at a Taylor Swift show.
That's
I'm willing
probably
to bet.
True. Yeah. That is probably true. He didn't mention who it was. That's interesting. So we're taking your phone calls at 800-520-1067 with your annoying concert behavior calls. And the best one, the most entertaining.
We've got your tickets to see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips September 4th at the Greek.
So K-Rock, you have a call like that?
So I actually went to Deftones last year. Woo-hoo! And there's a big crowd. Yeah, it was a great show. There's a big crowd, lots of energy in and out of nowhere. You just kind of see some people arguing, and then one guy gets really upset, and it looks like it's a young guy and an older gentleman just yelling at the younger guy. And then eventually, after trying to figure out what's happening, it looks like the younger guy had peed all over the older guy, and he was denying it the entire time.
What?
And so they were about to get into a fist fight. Somehow they managed to get pulled apart. And then later on during the show, they were trying to figure out if the guy, the younger guy, had actually peed on the guy. And then he looked with a smirk on his face, and everyone just started laughing. Like,
oh,
the guy actually did it.
How do you pee on someone else at a concert?
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
It's a sneaky leak.
K-Rock, you encountered annoying concert behavior?
Yes. I am guilty. I am a huge Weezer fan. I've seen them like 75 times. And the guy in front of me turns around and goes, I'm glad I paid $75 to listen to you sing.
Oh, no. All right. What was your response at that moment?
You know, I just go, yeah, I paid $75 too. I'm glad I had a good time.
Oh, really? You didn't think, hey, maybe I could just tone it down 10%?
I mean, whatever.
I'm jumping around. K-Rock, we're talking about annoying concert behavior. You went to see System?
Well, one time it was the System concert here at Glen Helen.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how Incubus was before them?
Yep.
The people behind me, and I was so excited to see Incubus. I love Incubus, so, you know, I was excited. And the people behind me, or behind us, sang their whole set in screamo.
Oh no!
So mad. And I kept looking back, like, hello, like, can you stop? But the whole Incubus set, they sang in screamo, and I'm like, but I was so bummed.
We are taking your calls of annoying concert behavior.
800-520-1067.
Taking your phone calls, 800-520-1067, with annoying concert behavior.
And the most entertaining call, we've got your tickets to see Modest Mouse and the Flaming Lips September 4th at the Greek.
We are talking about annoying concert behavior, and it seems like there's a lot of it.
Yeah, these have been so entertaining.
And we have some concert tickets for the best call. You have an instant like that?
Hey, you know, actually, I was one of the annoying people at one point.
Oh, my God.
What happened? What were you doing?
My brother and I went to go see Def Cab for Cutie at the Greek, and we had actual seats.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were standing up and doing the show, having a great time, and we really wanted to go to the pit, so we figured as long as we stood up and annoyed the people behind us sitting down, you know, there was a chance. You know, we might get to the pit, and little bit, 5-10 minutes later, we were in the pit.
Did you just walk up and get in the pit, or did the security take you there, or how did it work?
Exactly. So the people behind us, not just one, a few, were complaining because they were people who sit down at a concert. I don't know why you do that.
Well, because it's Death Cab for Cutie.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
K-Rock, hello.
So I went to the Violin Femmes concert. And we went there early. It was my birthday. It was at the Santa Fe Spring Swap Meet. And we staked our spot out in the front. And some annoying girls started pushing forward. And I said, hey, we've been here all day. You know, you want to stay, that's fine. But behind me. So she was making friends and everything. And she jumped on the back of some guy. And she started going crazy. And she knocked him down. And then she got down. And then she started pushing toward me. And I said, hey, girl, I already told you. You can stand behind me. You know, and she's like, no, you know, it's a concert. I said, yeah, it's cool, you know. So we were dancing. And I guess, you know, I start dancing to save my face. And she got upset. And she started hitting me all of a sudden from the side, from the back.
Oh, no.
And then my brother saw, and he grabbed her and he threw her across the concert.
Oh, my God.
This woman was on steroids.
We all shamed her. We're like, what the heck is your problem?
That's crazy.
I like that you all shamed her. That's pretty great. K-Rock, hello.
Yeah, so I was at the Hollywood Bowl for the Aguilares, and we were seated, my wife was seated, unfortunately, next to these people who kept gossiping the whole time, and behind me, a lady taking pictures or video, and her light kept flashing behind my head.
She had her light on with her video?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Why do people not understand that that only lights up 2 feet in front of them?
Exactly.
So what did you do? Did you eventually say something?
No, we moved seats, and then it got worse. There were even more drunk and disorderly people.
Oh, my God. Everybody's lost it.
Maybe it's you.
Maybe it is.
Just got to think of that sometimes.
Oh,
all right. So we have concert tickets.
We do indeed. So we've got these Modest Mouse Flaming Lips tickets.
I got to be honest. I kind of like the guy peeing on the guy.
Oh, at 1,000%.
Okay.
And I've never heard of someone peeing on someone else at a concert.
I haven't either.
And plus, it was at Dia de los Deftones. So I am completely biased. But honestly, that's the winner.
That works.
That's it.
Congratulations.
Let's do it.
It is Kevin Ryder. I'm out of here. Megan Holliday is next.
Whoop, whoop.
She's got your tickets to the Klein Alley Show, the Endless Summer Barbecue with Royal Otis.
Royal Otis Mania, baby.
Coming
Bring
up
it.
At 6 o'clock on K-Rock.